Okay, let's meditate. Torma makers. Oh, turn off your phone. Blow your nose. Then you can come straight to your breath. Relax your mouth. Relax your eyes, fingers, stomach, pull in. This time, if you want to focus your mind, when you watch the breath, imagine the breath is coming and going from the spot between your eyebrows. So you are like a dolphin. You are breathing from the space between your eyebrows. Little bit higher up. And the breath is coming and going from there. And take the roof off the temple. We are sitting under the stars. You can imagine a beautiful full moon. Very beautiful, glowing white. And on top of that is sitting Jetsun Khampa. You ask him for help. I would like to have a kind of wisdom which can dig deeply into the details of things. A very great memory, ability to handle many jobs at once. Ability to think ahead, see many possibilities. The ability to not feel busy or stressed when I have to take care of my family, my job, my spiritual life. Please give me this ability. And then out of Jetsun Khampa's chest comes a straw, ray of light. It touches the tip of my head. Small hole opens there. And a stream of white light comes down like milk. And it cleans away all the darkness like tar, like ink from my mind. Pushes it out of my body at the bottom. Then from Tsongkhapa's heart comes a golden light. Golden red. It's pouring into my body. Fills up my body. Warm, golden light. The light comes up to my navel. Slowly rising to my heart. To my throat. Comes to the top of my head. Then with my mind I look deeply into that nectar, golden nectar. deep down into the nectar. Till finally I can see the atoms of nectar. Like small glass balls. Inside the balls is a song. It's the mantra of Jetsongkhapa. Each molecule is singing it softly. I can hear this song singing in my body again and again. Then golden light rays burst out of each of the atoms of nectar. If you're doing this meditation at night, you can imagine these light rays go to all the stars you can see. All the stars in the universe. Around each star is Manjushri. Many Manjushris. Each place there is a world, each place there are people who need wisdom, there is Manjushri. And then they send back to us rays of light, stronger, carrying that mantra, that song. And they pierce our body. They pierce the atoms of nectar. And the song is stronger, more beautiful. The accent of thousands of different stars, different ways of singing. Now we'll spend a few minutes. Try to be very, very quiet. Go into yourself. Listen. So don't sing anything purposely. Just listen. Inside. See if you can hear any song being sung to you by Manjushri Tsongkhapa. Just be very quiet and listen. In the songs from other worlds, spoken in a thousand different tongues, they change your heart, change your mind. You can do 1,000 different things. You can understand, you can see into things deeply, see how things work. See the details of the future. See patterns from the past. All of that new power of your mind, you will use to help people. Make them happy. Come back to your breath. And slowly you can open your eyes. Nice. Very nice. Very quiet. You are good meditators. It's nice to be with some good meditators. Diamond Mountain is the best place to meditate. Your body will start hurting, okay? Your knees will hurt, your back will hurt. If you're a soccer player like Aldo, you will have injuries from time to time. Baseball players have small, okay? Meditators have back hurt, knees hurt, butt hurts. Head hurts. We say cost of doing business, okay? Then just be a tough guy, okay? Okay.